Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel. Today, my guest is Ellen Goodwin, and we're going to talk about productivity and procrastination, and it's something that none of us deal with, right? This is such a hot topic, and I think it keeps so many of us stuck, so I'm excited to get Ellen on the show in just a bit. I'm going to introduce her in just a moment, but first, I always want to take a moment to thank all of you for taking your time to listen to The Holistic Entrepreneur, to be here with us on the show. I am so excited that this show spans the globe. And this week, I want to say hi to my friends and my listeners in Canada. And so welcome. Now, I know I always say this, but I truly do believe that being a holistic entrepreneur is like being a conscious entrepreneur. You know, you come from that heart-centered place. You wanted to make a difference in the world. And perhaps that's why you're here, listening to the show. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show. Now, I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed because I know that time is our most precious asset. And I put the links to all the stuff that we talk about on the show page so you can check them out there. You can always check in with me at BonnieGressel.com or on Facebook, and I always have a free gift on the show page below, and always put the website for our guest on the show page as well so that you don't have to go searching for it. So remember, you can find the links to where this show is on whatever podcast platform you like to listen to, iTunes or SoundCloud or iHeartRadio. All of those can be found at BonnieGressel.com. There's a page with all of the icons there, and you can just click on them and go to where you need to be. So maybe you want to reach more people with your message. Maybe you are interested in being a guest on this show. And if so, please reach out to me. Let's connect and chat about it. So now, without further ado, join me in welcoming our guest for today, Ellen Goodwin. Ellen Goodwin is a productivity expert, speaker, and coach who uses neuroscience-based principles to enable individuals to overcome self-sabotage, build stronger habits, and become more focused so that they can be more efficient in their lives. A devastating, take-your-breath-away midlife divorce left her in the inevitable position of having to refocus and rebuild huge sections of her life. Using the skills that she had developed as a 21-year owner of a graphic design firm, she was able to build systems and tools that enabled her to eliminate daily distractions, prioritize next steps, focus on wanted outcomes, and go from where she was to where she wanted to be, fast. Today, she teaches these skills to empower people to learn to get out of their own way so that they can be successful and live the lives that they've always imagined. Well, welcome, Ellen. I am so excited to have you here today for taking time out of your busy day, and I know you're a busy person, to share your wisdom and insights with all of us. Thank you so much.
Oh, I am so happy to be here today. Thank you.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story. Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to the work you do today?
Sure. I was a graphic designer for 20 plus years. I owned my own graphic studio and I was quite successful. It was great. But about 5-6 years ago, I started to have issues where I wasn't taking care of the work that needed to be done. I started procrastinating on things. Long story short, I lost a few clients. There was one point where it looked like I might even lose the business because I wasn't paying attention to time. I was procrastinating. I was distracted on things that I didn't need to be distracted on. And when that happened, I sat down with myself and had a nice little heart-to-heart. And, you know, I'm a smart person. I'm a smart business person. What's going on here? And that's when I started to look at where procrastination comes from. What's going on when a successful person isn't doing things that they're supposed to? You're wasting time. And everything I discovered, it all went back to the brain. And I went into a deep dive in research and education about the brain, how it works with us and against us when we're trying to get things done. And by understanding that, I put together some tools and processes and systems that I started to use to bring me away from those actions, the procrastination, the losing business. And they worked so well. And people began to notice that I was getting things done. I was moving myself forward. I was achieving goals. And they asked me what I was doing. And so I started teaching workshops and classes and doing coaching. And that has brought me to where I am now, helping people stay on track, overcome self-sabotage, build stronger habits. All because I went there first.
And they said, how did you do that?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. How'd you get out of there?
Well, you know, there's that saying, and I can never get this right, but it's something about how we learn most what we need to teach, what we're meant to teach. And so have the experience first. We learn how to fix it, learn how to get past it. And that's what we share with other people then.
Yeah. And that's definitely, definitely the case here. I've been there. I know what people are going through, and I know how to help them get out of it.
Awesome. So, you know, you talk about, you know, just procrastination, which I think affects a lot of us. Mm. I know when I was in grad school, oh my gosh, rather than working on my thesis, I would rather clean the toilet. It was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so tell us a little bit more about procrastination, because I'm sure everybody's a little bit different. There's probably some different ways you can procrastinate or different reasons that we do.
Absolutely. There's four main types of procrastination, and I'm sure you can see yourself in one of them.
Yeah.
And it's not that you're just this kind of procrastinator, because different situations lead to different types of procrastination. So I'll go through the four types of procrastination, and then if you'd like, I'll give you some ways that you can overcome them.
Oh, awesome. That would be really helpful.
Okay. The first type of procrastination is low value, low priority. And this is when you have things that you need to accomplish, but they're just not at the top of your priority list. They're kind of boring.
Mm.
Cleaning is one that falls into that one a lot. Cleaning, organizing, going through boxes in your garage needs to be done, but boy, is that a low priority.
Well, unless you're, you know, supposed to work on your thesis or something.
Exactly. And that's what I'm thinking with your thesis. I mean, that's right. It's a high priority, but you've got a low value, low interest in doing that. The second type of procrastination is fear-based procrastination. And that's not just fear of failure. There's fear of success as well. Fear of the unknown. So, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm really successful, then it's going to be harder for me to do this. Or what if I fail? If I don't do anything, then I can't fail. So that's the second type. Third type is shiny squirrels. And shiny squirrels are distractions. And distractions are one of the main ways that we procrastinate. We've got so many digital distractions going on, your phone, your computer, television, all sorts of things are competing for our attention, and we let our attention go. So easy with a phone. I mean, how many times do you go somewhere and you just see everybody's got their face in their phone?
Yeah.
And they're distracted. So shiny squirrels. And the last one is when your goal is too far away and you just can't see why working on it is going to make a difference today. You've got, you know, you want to lose weight, so you've got to go to the gym, you want to get in shape. I don't feel like going today. What's the difference it's going to make? It's just one day. Mm. Your goal's too far away, and people procrastinate on those. So that's your four types of procrastination.
So how do people deal with that? I'm sure you have answers, right?
I have answers. There's different ways to overcome each one of these types of procrastination, such as the first one where we're talking about low value and low priority. One of the easiest ways to do that is just to learn to make it fun.
Mm.
You're kind of appealing to your lizard brain that just doesn't want to do things, and you've got to entertain it. You've got to make it fun. For example, you can, let's say you're cleaning, you're doing things, see how fast you can clean one, set a timer. How fast can you clean this room versus the next room? Compete against someone when it's something that has to be done. Just, you make it fun. I go on a walk with my neighbor and we walk about 4 miles, it's about an hour. And it's always fun when we go together because we just talk and the hour goes really fast. But when I have to go by myself, it's a low priority, mm-hmm. low value. It really has to be done. So what I'll do is I'll make it fun by I'll pick a color. I walk out the door and I'll pick a color. Maybe my color is orange. And then for that next hour, I look for and count as many orange things as I can see. Mm. It makes it entertaining because you're looking at different things than you normally would. It keeps you occupied and it appeals to that little kid in my brain. I've done something low priority. I made it fun. So that's one way to overcome low value, low priority. The other one is just to set a limit. You set a time limit. You set a quantity limit. I'm going to clean the garage for an hour and then I'm done, or half an hour. You've told your brain that you've got a limit. You're not going to work all day. You just have to do it that half hour and then you're done. Now, chances are you're going to keep going because once you get started, you get into it, but you can stop. You've given yourself a limit, so you've got an out. You give yourself a limit. The quantity limit would be, I'm going to do X number, and when that's done, I'm done. We mentioned cleaning the garage. So you can tell yourself, I'm going to go through 2 boxes, and when I'm done with 2 boxes, I'm done for the day. So you've got a quantity limit. Again, chances are after you've gone through 2, you'll keep going. But if you don't, it's okay. You've set the limit and you've overcome that low priority, low value procrastination. Now, when it comes to fear-based procrastination, one of the things we need to know, especially like fear of failure or fear of the unknown, this is very much an adult issue. Mm. It's something we've learned. Think about a little infant, starting to learn to walk. So I guess a pre-toddler, if there's such a thing. They start to walk, and what happens? They stand up, they take a couple steps, they fall down. And they go through this over and over. They're learning. But never, ever in the history of the world has there ever been a baby, a toddler, say, you know what, no, I'm good. I fell down 6 times, I'm done. I am done, I'm not going to go forward. But we do this all the time as adults. We want to learn something new and we're not good at it right away and we don't keep going on it. So that's a fear of failure and that's a procrastination. I need to learn to do XYZ. I need to learn to build a website. But you know what? It's hard and I didn't get it right the first time. So I'm not going to keep going because I can't do it. So when you have fear-based procrastination, one of the easiest things is to succeed early and succeed often, which means you're going to break down whatever it is you're working on into very tiny, tiny little bits so that you can succeed in one little bit and one little bit and one little bit. So you're succeeding early, you're succeeding often, and you're getting a hit of dopamine. So this brings your brain in. Your brain wants you to succeed. Your brain likes it when you succeed. When you do, you get a little hit of dopamine, which is the neurotransmitter that's responsible for making us feel good. So if you can succeed at something in the most minute way, you're going to get that hit of dopamine. And then you know what happens?
You feel good. You want more.
Look at me. I did this. Yeah. I did this. So we succeed early and succeed often. So you just break it way down into the smallest little bits. And the second way you can overcome the fear of failure or fear of success or fear of not knowing what to do is to become the action hero of your own life. Mm. So it's important to know it's an action hero, not a motion hero, because you need to be in action versus motion. Mm. Now, the two, they seem to be similar, but they're actually very different. If I wanted to learn to do pull-ups, I would be in motion if I went online or went to the library and got information about how to do a pull-up. That's motion. I'm moving. But action would be putting my hands on that pull-up bar and trying to pull up. Mm. So you want to be in action. Organizing office. This is one everyone understands more. If I want to organize my office, I'm in action when I pick up a pile of papers and I start, you know, filing this one, throwing this one away. I'm actually making progress. Motion would be going to Staples or the Container Store and looking for cute things to store things in. That's just motion. Yeah. You're not moving yourself forward. So being in action, find a way to be in action. And again, it can be in the smallest little way to move yourself forward. So you want to be an action hero. The third type of procrastination is shiny squirrels. Like I said, that's distractions. And we have a million of those going on all the time, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things you can do with the digital distractions is find a way to block them out. On your computer, there are hundreds of apps you can use. I use one called Self Control, and it allows me to block all the websites that I find distracting. I can block them for however long it works for me. I can do it for 10 minutes. I can do it for 23 hours. And once that's on, there's no way to get around it. You just have to wait for the time to pass. So it's an excellent way just to block out Facebook, to block out news sites, to just anything. With your phone, I am a big proponent of turning off notifications and keeping it in the other room, and then coming back to it, having set times that I can look at it. There's also an app that's very fun for phones called Forest. And what it does, when you have it turned on, the longer you don't pick your phone up, the more trees that you get to grow, virtual trees that grow, and you want to grow a forest. But every time you pick the phone up, the trees die.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's a little game. But one of the other ways that you can do it best to overcome shiny squirrels is to become accountable. Become accountable to someone. Have an accountability partner. I have one. I've had one for 5 years. And you become accountable because you want someone that will say to you, hey, you said you were going to write these three blog posts by 5 o'clock today. Did you get that done? And you have to say, well, you know, no. I was on Facebook for 4 hours. When you have to tell someone that, it's embarrassing. So you become accountable to someone else. It's a great way to do it. Or you can become accountable online. You know, there's several places. Stick, STICKK, is a great one where you say what you're going to do and people hold you to it. So you want to become accountable to someone. Then the fourth way that we, fourth type of procrastination is when your goal is too far away. Again, mm-hmm. Losing weight, going back to school, your thesis, you know, going to school, planning a career change. There's any number of things, getting in shape, things that are far away. We have a hard time visualizing them because we have what is known as the present day bias. And that means we can only really see today. If I was to offer you $1 today or $2 tomorrow, most likely you would take the dollar today because we can't see tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens with dieting. I'm going to have the donut today because it's not going to affect any, you know, tomorrow I'll be good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to miss working out. I'm not going to do what I'm supposed to do today because I can't see 90 day away me. I can't see that. So, you want to make that faraway goal concrete. You want to keep it right in your present day bias. It needs to be right in front of you. And you can do that in whatever way works for you, whether it's a vision board or you've got a photo of what you want to become. You put it in front of you. Friends of mine had their goal was to pay off their credit card debt. And they had really large credit card debt. Now, that is a perfect example of a faraway goal because you can't really see, oh, the cards are at zero. And if it's far away, you're just paying it once a month. Oh, here, it's time to pay the bill. So what they did is they made a really long chart. And on the one side, the left side, they had how much money they owed. And at the right side, they put zero. And then they charted out how many months they thought it would take and how much they would be paying each time so they could bring the number down. Then they took this chart, and this is the important part. They put it on their living room wall. So it became something that was in their present day bias. Every day they saw that. The first couple of months, they'd pay the bills, they'd chart it down. Oh, look, it's going down this month. But because it was in front of them every day, they started thinking about it every day. And they started having less coffees out in the morning, eating out less. They figured out ways that they could save more money during the month. So when that time came to pay the bill, they had more money. So they started paying it off much faster than they thought they were going to. And they ended up paying it off probably about 6 months ahead of time because they watched it every day. And then when they were done, they turned around and they made a new chart that started at zero and then went to a rather large number and used that to make a down payment on the house, on a house that they were buying.
Oh, how
cool. Yeah, you want to keep whatever it is in your present bias so that you don't get distracted, you don't procrastinate. You have to make important in your everyday. So there's your four kinds of procrastination.
Okay, awesome. You know, Ellen, if I was going to send you a client, I'm not sure, do you work more with, you know, businesses or individual people? If I was going to send you somebody, who would that be?
Well, I work with both. I work with individuals and businesses. Usually entrepreneurs and businesses that they need someone to chaperone their goals. Is the best way I can put it. I'm there to help them see what their goals are, see the path, remind them along the way, and get them to where they want to be. So I chaperone them. So yes, individuals I work with, law firms are surprisingly some of the people I work with because they just have so many things going on that they get lost. I have several individuals who have varying goals and I do different things for them. I do accountability coaching. I do productivity coaching with them. I help them with habits. So individuals, businesses, usually entrepreneurs.
Awesome. You know, we've talked about so many awesome things today. So many great tips just in the whole procrastination thing and how to deal with that because everybody's got that issue, I think, from time to time. If there was just one thing that our listeners could like remember and tuck away today, or maybe something that they could do or a little tool that they could use, what would the most important thing be that you would like them to leave with today?
The power of focus. Focus. And you find that by getting a timer. Yeah, and I've got a kitchen, just an old kitchen timer. I've got it like clicking here. You can use timers on your phone. But the important thing is to block out time. Give yourself 20 minutes where it's uninterrupted time. You can focus. You've got nothing else distracting you. There's a thing called the STING, which is similar to the Pomodoro method, and it stands for select one thing. Time yourself, ignore everything, take no breaks, and give yourself a reward. And the whole thing is that you pick one thing, you set that timer, and that's all you focus on. Let's say you're writing a blog post, and you set the timer for 20 minutes, and that's what you write on. You just write for 20 minutes. It's amazing how long 20 minutes can be when you don't have anything going on, anything distracting you. So if I had one thing to say to people, set your timers and just focus on one thing during that time.
Mm. Oh, that's a great tip, because you're right. If you just blocking out those distractions gives you more time. I mean, it's still 20 minutes in linear time, but it seems mm-hmm. like way more.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's amazing. So your brain just can't multitask. And when right. when you try to do that, you can't focus.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and focus is and that's hard for me sometimes.
It's hard for everyone.
Yeah. So how can people, you know, how can people get more of you, know more about your services, maybe things that you've got available? And I know that you have a free gift today for our listeners as well.
Absolutely. So I can be reached. You can check my website out, ellen@ellengoodwin.com. We have a newsletter that goes out every week. There's a couple of PDFs on there that you can download. And you have the opportunity on my website to click the Let's Chat button at the bottom, Let's Talk button, I'm sorry. And you can get a free, no obligation, half-hour consultation, which we can use to help plan out your year. It's the beginning of the year. Let's get you on track. You could, if you have an issue that you're just stuck on something and you can't figure out how to get through it, sign up. We'll talk for 30 minutes. And again, there's no obligation. Love to talk with you and see how I can help you.
So that is a very valuable gift. You know, we've talked about so many things on our session today. I so appreciate your time. Is there anything else that you want to make sure that we leave people with today?
Oh, yes. Yes. If you are having problems getting things done, achieving them, bet against yourself.
Mm, what does that mean?
It's putting your money where your mouth is, basically. Ah. You are going to tell someone. Again, this is an accountability. It's a kind of accountability hack, but it takes it a step further. And that is, you decide what you need to get done, when it needs to be done, and then you tell someone and you pick an amount of money that's going to be kind of hurtful. Doesn't have to be thousands of dollars. It could be 100, it could be 50, whatever is going to make you really, really try and get things done. But what you're doing is, you're not going to give that money to that person if you fail. That money is going to go to an organization, a charity, a political group that you don't believe in. And if you fail, that money will go to that group. So during this last few months, it would have been easy to do. Say you were a Democrat, you would bet $100 that you would finish a proposal. And if you didn't finish it, that $100 was going to go to the Republican Party. You pick a group that you don't believe in, and that sits over your head. Ah. It's an excellent, for large projects, large things you're working on, it's an excellent thing to do. Bet against yourself.
Mm. Oh, I love that idea. I've never heard of that before. That's awesome.
Yeah, I had a woman that was a writer, and when she first heard that, she's like, I would have finished my book 6 months ago if I'd known that. So it's an excellent one.
Yeah. Oh, super. Well, Ellen, you have shared so many awesome tips with all of us today. I thank you so much for that, because, I mean, if we follow some of these principles, it's going to make us more productive and get more things done. And I will put your link on the page with your little bio. And I encourage people to reach out to you, because who doesn't need help with getting stuff done?
Absolutely. And my free gift to everyone is 5 ways to find more time in your day.
Perfect.
I got that title wrong. 5 ways to get more done in less time. So you can just go to the link below, click there and get the free PDF.
Oh, super. Well, I want to thank you so much again for taking your time today. I know you're a busy person, but I bet you had this scheduled so that you wouldn't have any distractions and you allowed time and all of that for today's conversation, because that's what you do and you're very good at it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.